So I moved back to New Auburn. I joined the fire department. And basically, I'm just looking for a moment to help me decide if I've made the right decision. And so the story I tell in the book, Population 45, is that the biggest event of the year in New Auburn, and by the way, I tell this in the present tense, a few things have changed, but by and large, it's still pretty much dead on. But the biggest event of the year in New Auburn is Jamboree Days. And Jamboree Days consists basically of a five-minute parade and a softball tournament. And the proceeds from the softball tournament go to support the local park. And so as members of the volunteer fire department, we're expected to pitch in and help run the softball tournament fundraiser. Now, in addition to the softball tournament fundraiser, directly adjacent to the softball field is a beer tent. Ain't gonna lie to you, that is where most of the fundraising happens. And we run the beer tent as well, and you were there. So, now, over the years, and as I said, at this time, New Auburn had only one softball field and no lights on that softball field. And over the years, the tournament had become very popular. And so in order to fit all the teams through the brackets, they have to start playing softball at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning. They play all day long until dark. They resume play at 8 a.m. on Sunday morning and play all day long until the tournament has been resolved. So I get, shortly after I move back, I get assigned the duty by the chief of going down to the park on Sunday morning of Jamboree Days to help clean up the beer tent, get it ready for the day. I get sent down there with one of the old timers on the department, a guy named Bob the One-Eyed Beagle. Now, Bob the One-Eyed Beagle, I've known him ever since I was this little. We used to ride the school bus together. He butchers my pigs. He makes sausage for me. But Bob the One-Eyed Beagle gets his nickname from the fact that he is severely cross-eyed. And when I say severely, that one eye is not just a little bit off, it's shot. Like if his good eye is looking due south, that other eye is looking due east. And when I describe his eye, and I describe it in the book, I've had people, you can feel sometimes some discomfort in the audience. And I've even had people come up to me and say, you know, it's very insensitive how you talk about his eye. And all I can say to them is that he's aware. Like he's checked it out in the mirror and everything from both directions. Plus, he's one of these guys, and you all know this guy. That eye is the least of his problems. This is a guy, he's got one eye, one kidney, and two ex-wives, both of whom work at the only gas station in town. So he's got to run 9 miles south to Bloomer every morning for gas, coffee, and chew, because they just won't serve him there at the home place. So me and the Beagle, we get sent down to the park on Sunday morning to get the beer tent ready for the day. We arrive, it is 8:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. The first softball game of the day is already underway. We're in the beer tent picking up paper plates and plastic cups and napkins. And this guy wanders in off the street, not a softball player, just a civilian. I am always so grateful to the 10% of the audience that gets that joke and knows those guys. So we're in the beer tent picking up paper plates and plastic cups and napkins. This guy wanders in off the street and he says, "Can I get a beer?" And I said, "Well, it is 8:30 a.m. on Sunday morning, but Beagle, you've been on the department longer. You make the command decision." And the Beagle says, "Well, I guess there's no law against it." And so he goes around behind our little makeshift bar there, and he draws the guy a beer, and he sets it down. The guy hands his money over. He puts both elbows on the plywood, and he raises the beer to his lips. And he's just about to take a pull at the foam when he hears the crack of the bat on the softball field adjacent, and he freezes. Then he looks. And he brings his lips back in line with the beer, which has not moved, and says, "A little early in the morning for softball."
And it was at that point that I said, yes, I am back among my people.